This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Can I tell you something, Michaela? I thought about you last night while the Grammys were going on.
Tell me why.
I was busy. I was busy and I couldn't watch. But I, all of a sudden, it struck me, A, I may have missed on a money-making opportunity. B, I just, where we met was when you were an American Idol finalist. When you were 16 mm-hmm. years old, right?
Yeah.
We had this big thing. Everybody came out to Cimarron. We showed up, you know, piled on. TV camera showed. It was a big deal. The whole town knew. We were all in.
It was awesome.
My little POS town that I grew up in. Best new artist last night, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes. And he's from Monroe, Washington. Do you think those people did anything? No.
They didn't?
No. I'm like, wait a minute now, unless there's something I'm missing. But I even watched, like I watched local news last night in Seattle. I'm in Seattle right now, full disclosure. I'm in the Northwest right now. But I watch and I'm like, how do you people not care? How is this not on the news? How is this not a thing?
Not a watch party, nothing?
Nothing!
No, because you're so right about Vegas. Vegas is not like that. They actually gave me a key to the city at one point. I have no idea what it is. But they were so supportive. Oh, that's a bummer.
I know. I was disappointed.
Well, you support him a lot.
He didn't win. He didn't win anyway, so it doesn't matter.
No. Didn't he? I think he jumped off the piano though in his performance. He did like a wrestling move off of the piano, and people were like, "What the heck's going on?" Hey, so look, shout out to him. He made a moment.
The Grammys cost me so much money last night because after Bianca, Kanye's Bianca. And then that dress. You know which dress I'm talking about. Even if you have no idea, you're like, yeah, you know which dress I'm talking about.
See-through cloth.
If you saw anything. What? Sometimes you don't got to say all of it, Adrian. Sometimes we all know. Between that and Jaden Smith's hat, I mean, literally, I spent so much money because I got two of them dresses and one of those hats coming to my house tomorrow.
Good for you.
Grammys end up costing me money. And this is where, hey, nothing else. With the back to the Benson Boone thing at my, you know, in this little garbage town where I grew up in, we could have done it like old days. We could have had a kegger up at the power lines and I could have charged $5 a cup. And then I could have paid for my see-through dress, my two see-through dresses, and my Jaden Smith hat.
You missed the mark.
My house hat. Could have paid for all of it.
Yeah.
Might have even had a little left over.
I'll tell you what, though. I loved the Grammys last night. There was a lot of moments that I thought were so great. And I normally don't like those award shows. I think a lot of people feel like that as of over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
I thought they were really good last night.
You're also, I think it falls into one of two categories. You, Michaela, appreciate the performances, you appreciate the spectacle,
yeah,
you appreciate all of that. And then other, you know, and then there's other people who are like, Beyonce's not country, you know, whatever. Two categories.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, boy. For you guys, I know it's tough enough for me, but for you guys, what was it? How do you narrow it down? Adrian was in Indianapolis for WrestleMania or for Royal Rumble, whatever the wrestling thing was.
Summerfest.
Yeah, great.
With the cage match.
February. That's what he meant.
Summerfest in February. We're not waiting. Shut up. We're doing this now. Everybody strap yourself in. Hold on and shut up. It's Summerfest in February. Buy your tickets now. You'll purchase the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Oh!
That's a 70s drag strip.
Period.
Old. No, that's an old. I'm stealing that. Oh, so
I love that you said, we don't care. Summer at February. We don't care.
Shut up. Summerfest. We're doing this.
We're doing it.
What do you care? What do you care what we call it? Show up. What was the absolute best part of that? Can you narrow that down?
No, I can't. To two things, and I'll go quick with both. I'll go quick with both.
We'll choose for you. It's okay.
During the Royal Rumble, before the event was starting, yeah, walking around the concourse, I had two different people run up to me and quote an interview I did.
Like, come on,
from an interview.
Oh, yes, yes,
which was awesome. And then
yes,
leaving the airport on Sunday, as I was getting ready to go to security, I heard and saw someone on their Instagram watching an interview clip from my Instagram.
Oh my God.
Come on.
Oh my God.
Those are one and one A. Those aren't two. Those are one and one A.
So yeah, those are both those two.
Oh, bit over. We can't match that.
Kind of, yeah.
Should have had you go last. What am I thinking?
I know. What happened? You should have gone and hadn't gone at all. Nothing we say will compare.
God, I'm dumb. It's Monday and I'm dumb already. No, that's, dude, that's the greatest. That's so good.
Yeah, you worked so hard for that, dude. Congratulations, really.
Nah, like, it got me a little emotional, but yeah, like, just overall.
Oh, I'm emotional right now.
Yeah, it was probably the best weekend, the best event in terms of eyes and seeing stuff that I was pushing out that I've ever had.
No, it's only the beginning. That just means the snowball's starting to roll.
1,000,000%.
I've been, there's this guy that I really, really like. He went to high school with my best friend. So therefore we've all become friends. Right.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I've known this guy since I was like 19, and I just think the world of him. And so we see each other, we kind of travel in the same circles. We're in the same orbit a lot of times. But we never get together. And so I was kind of pushing him like, hey, we should really get a beer or something sometime. I'd really like to hang out. Mm-hmm. Saturday morning, he sent out a group text and says, hey, dinner at my house, 5:00. Come on. And he made homemade meatballs and gravy and, you know, gravy, not sauce, you know, and spaghetti and all that kind of stuff. What's really funny about that is he and his girlfriend, he's like a commercial real estate guy and makes a bajillion dollars. And she comes from money. So she was like, this is the first time spaghetti and meatballs have ever been in this house. And it was just kind of hilarious because we're having spaghetti and meatballs on the fine china with the crystal whole thing, because that's how she rolls. Even though she's like, she's super she and foo-foo and all mm-hmm. that, but she's cool. Right. So it was this weird mix of we're having, you know, the expensive wine and the nice dishes and all this other stuff. And then us slobs, you know, spaghetti meatballs. It was pretty good. It was good times. Mika, can you narrow it down? Absolute best part of your weekend.
There was a lot going on. We did a remote at Body Heat this weekend on Saturday morning.
Live broadcasting remote is industry.
Oh yeah, term. Live. Sorry. Okay, sorry. A live broadcasting thing. I was there, and I was standing there outside. I was there.
Why you want to make me spit coffee? I was there.
And I was standing at the table, and all of a sudden I saw from the parking lot my dad walking up, and he looked so cute. He came to surprise me because we've had like a rough couple of weeks, but this location happened to be by his house. And so he came, walked up and surprised me. And he was so cute. He also did sales for a very long time in radio. So he was like, wow, Meek, this is so nostalgic. Like seeing you doing this just when I did it for so many years. And he went inside body heat and all the girls were so cute with him. He modeled next to the tanning beds. He modeled at the cave. It was just so sweet. And then at the end, Adrian, you'll love this. He brought me my birthday present and inside was a Phillies hat. And he said, stop wearing those New York Yankee hats right now, Michaela. And then he left.
Adrian's a Cleveland guy. Adrian's a Cleveland guy. So, and he'll forever call them the Indians, not the Guardians. Is that true?
I go with both. I go with both.
Guardians, but... okay. You're a Guardians guy. But I get, but the heart is there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly.
So this is what, and so these two go at it all the time. That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I thought that you were going to say then your dad started looking around and picking it apart. You know, back when I did radio. Wait, I'm not ready yet. I don't want to hit the song yet. It's time for you. 702-364-9898. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? And understand these are the weekend tickets for the weekend. We have them all week. If you would like to go see the weekend. At Allegiant Stadium, Saturday, July 5th, the After Hours Till Dawn tour. Our friends at Live Nation have given us a bunch of tickets to give to you, even though they don't go on sale until Friday morning at 10 a.m. So why don't you be caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898 and be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend to win tickets to the weekend? I'm not confused. You are. 5K a day is still going on. All you have to do is listen to the Odyssey app for an hour each day. We'd prefer it to be 98.5 KLUC. In fact, honestly, we're going to... there's no rule, but there's, you know, there's... Celeste, you get what I'm saying here? There's not a rule, but, you know, there's kind of a rule.
Absolutely.
Like, you do whatever you want, but why would you? Mm-hmm. You know? No, seriously, why would you listen to this? That's dumb. All the details coming up in a moment. Celeste, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
I went to a bridal shower, which was at the Bellagio Villa. It was amazing.
Gorgeous.
My weekend.
Oh.
It was fantastic. I loved it. Everything was top notch.
No, that's great. Usually a lot of times when people go, yeah, I went to a bridal shower this weekend. And what was the best part of your weekend? Leaving. So it was like getting out of there. I felt like I was free. I felt like I was, you know, no, that's good.
No, I loved it. It was
fun. Yeah, and the Bellagio is beautiful. That's such a great place to have it.
Oh my God. Yes. It was in a private villa. It was bigger than my house. So it was beautiful. Yeah.
So is this kind of like where Amy and I went to dinner friends and there, and it's just like, okay, we get it. You've got money. We understand. Are those your friends?
Yeah, it was my boss's future wife's bridal.
Oh, yeah. Cute. Oh, yes.
Wow. Well, yeah. All right, then. Good. And you were on the list. They like you. That's a good thing.
I made it.
Yes. Employed forever.
Yeah. You made the cut. Well, will you be going in and finding that person, your work enemy? Because we all have a work bestie, and then there's the work enemy. And will you be going by and going, gosh, didn't see you at the bridal shower this weekend? Oh, man, that must sting just a little bit.
Ooh, 3, 2, 1. Normal people have normal lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
By the way, Celeste hooked up with tickets to the weekend at Allegiant Stadium, the After Hours Till Dawn tour. Tickets go on sale this Friday. We have more of those tickets coming up. Pitbull tickets for his Vegas After Dark residency at Blue Live Theater. And along with that, you qualify for the grand prize, a pair of Valentine earrings from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Yeah.
We'll do that with Michaela's Hometown Throwdown at 7:10 when we need two brand new contestants. Plus, on top of all that, there is a another huge concert announcement. I'd call it huge. Wouldn't you call it huge? I'd call it huge.
Absolutely.
Huge. It's huge. It's never been bigger. There's never been a bigger concert.
Never.
There's a big concert announcement coming up at 8 o'clock and a whole mess of tickets going along with that. So if you like winning stuff, we're your spot. All right. Yes, Chet Buchanan Show. Happy Monday, everybody.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Boy, if there was ever a time for good feeling stories of the day, it is right here, right now on this Monday. Brought to you by Mike Lee Men and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Okay, listen, I know there's as many people that hate Ohio State as love Ohio State. Mm-hmm. The football team, the Buckeyes, yep. The national champions. Let me rub that in for everybody. Ohio State football's self-proclaimed number one fan is celebrating that national championship by handing out 16 $500 scholarships to kids in Northwest Ohio. His name is John Peters. You may have seen him on TV. He goes by Big Nut. Now, there's reasons. His wife started calling him a Big Nut for how crazy he got watching games. The nickname stuck. She is now First Lady Nut, and Buckeye is like a nut, and so he gets all dressed up and everything. And so, like I said, you might have seen him on TV.
Sure.
Here's the deal. He's 64 years old, and he's not super rich. In fact, he describes himself as a blue-collar guy. He worked at a Whirlpool factory. You know, the folks that make washers and dishwashers and whatnot?
Yeah.
He worked refrigerators. He worked at a Whirlpool factory for 40 years.
Oh, I love that.
But this dude has handed out over $330,000 in scholarships over the years. Isn't that something?
That's incredible. And can I tell you, a dear friend of mine is from Salina, Ohio, went to Ohio State. It's the only reason I know anything about it. But honestly, the people in Ohio, they're so hardworking. They're so just like cool, regular people working hard. And this
I'm so
proud of that. Yeah, exactly. And this is so on track for what I feel the people are in Ohio. I love this story.
My neighbors. Well, the former esteemed fearless leader and Las Vegas radio legend, Kat Thomas, who I live across the street from them, and they're from Columbus. So that's how I got indoctrinated to all that stuff. But they're the first ones to invite everybody over. And Amberly, Kat's wife, makes a ridiculous amount of food.
Yeah.
And for no real reason. It's just because we're coming over.
Yeah.
Yeah, good folks. And really quick, too, chalk this up to good karma. A guy in Arizona, his name's Paul, and I'm not even going to try. Gibo, I believe it's his last name. Gibo, maybe, but his name's Paul. He was driving to L.A. this month to donate supplies to fire victims when he got a text that his dog, Damien, who'd been missing, had been found.
Wow.
Damien had been missing for 8 years.
Oh, my God.
Paul was moving from Massachusetts to Arizona in 2017. They stopped in Oklahoma to take a break, and Damien got off the leash and took off. Paul stayed in Oklahoma for a week looking for Damien, couldn't find him. Distraught, he left and moved on with his life in California. The text came from a woman who scooped Damien up after almost hitting him on the road. She got him to a vet. They were able to scan him, found out he was chipped. And Paul literally was going from Arizona to LA to donate to fire victims. Made a U-turn, literally on the spot, went to Oklahoma, picked Damien up, U-turned again, and drove back to LA to donate the fire supplies.
Come on. That's crazy.
I got to be honest. Now, after hearing the story of Big Nut with his $330,000 in scholarships and then Paul doing all that for his dog, I'm thinking, whoo, we got our work cut out for us this week. We got a bar. We got a standard to raise to. Yeah. It's your good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lee Men and Diamond Jewelers, Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, 76 today. Okay, not so bad. Not so bad.
Yeah, it's not horrible.
Can you believe a week ago it was like 40? Not even a week ago. A couple days ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 40.
But I'm very ready for this. Oh, my God. Wait. I don't even know how we didn't talk about this because I woke up laughing. Yesterday, that little, what's his name? Punxsutawney Phil.
Oh, Punxsutawney Phil. Yeah.
Punxsutawney Phil. Groundhog. Yeah, with his low skills, with his percentage being like 25%.
Oh, we talked about it. You missed this the other day, Adrian. So this stupid groundhog that everybody makes such a big deal about.
Yeah.
He's not even, first of all, he's not accurate hardly at all.
At all, ever.
And we learned that there are groundhogs all over the place. There's like all kinds of groundhogs. And there's like 17 of them that are more accurate than that little rat in Pennsylvania. And there's like three of them in Pennsylvania, two of them that are stuffed.
Yeah,
and that are all, and the least accurate of the animals that they use to predict this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Mojave Max. Do you know who Mojave Max is?
No, I have no idea.
It's a giant tortoise that may or may not come out of his burrow here in Nevada. And he's right like 7% of the time or whatever it was. I don't know what it was. Now, listen, how dare you and don't you ever speak against Mojave Max ever.
All right.
Because Mojave Max is ours and we love him.
Okay, my bad. It's just 7% doesn't feel safe. But you know what?
17, whatever it was.
Yeah, well, Phil isn't any better.
No.
He said 6 weeks longer of winter.
Yeah, right.
And I was wrong. You're wrong, Phil. You're already not doing a good job in 2025.
Okay, do you remember what number one was on that list, the most accurate of the rodents?
God.
Staten Island Chuck. Staten Island Chuck has already come out and said, Phil, you're wrong.
Good.
It's going to be an early spring and pound sand. And if you want to, you know, and if you want to fight about it, we can meet by the dumpster.
Way to go, you know, Chuck.
We can go outside. And I'll show you how we do things on Staten Island.
Yes. That's what I like to hear.
Oh, that's the dumbest thing. So that was it? That was the rant?
That was it. I might even text you yesterday. I saw it and I was like, text Chet. And then I didn't. And I was like, now I can tell you.
Stupid rodent.
Stupid idiot.
Oh, that's great.
Your job.
So good. Michaela's hometown throwdown. Coming up in moments. We need two new challengers today. And we're like overly, we're gluttonous with prizes. Mm-hmm. We're just overly, we're bloated with prizes. It's really great. Today on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, we're going to battle it out, not only for community supremacy, but we're also for tickets to Pitbull, the Vegas After Dark residency at Blue Live Theater in March. So you got time, pick an outfit, whatever. Mm-hmm. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. On top of that, at the end of the week, somebody is going to win the grand prize, which is Valentine earrings from Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store, because jewelry for Valentine's Day, never a bad thing. And you know the only thing better than Valentine's Day jewelry, Michaela?
What?
Free Valentine's Day jewelry. From Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store, and the Chet Buchanan Show. All of that in moments. If you watched the Grammys last night, besides Bianca's dress, by the way, they were not. So, you know, Kanye's girl, for those who don't know, Kanye's girlfriend showed up on the red carpet with a dress that you could see through, like literally everything. Mm-hmm. There were reports that Kanye and Bianca were escorted off the premises. Truth of the matter is, apparently they weren't even invited to the Grammys, so they just showed up for the red carpet.
Yeah.
And then Kanye's spouting off about Kamala Harris and a bunch of other stuff. And it's like, Kanye's off his meds again.
I didn't see that.
And I'm not so sure. Like, look, I'm the same way everybody else is, where it's like, I hear Kanye West and I'm like, okay, I'm going the other direction. Mm-hmm. I don't care. This I found mildly entertaining. It was totally inappropriate. 1,000,000% inappropriate. I don't agree with any of it, but I was like, huh, it's like how you slow down for a car crash.
Yeah.
You don't want to look, but maybe you'll see a foot hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, and don't act like you don't. Don't act like you don't.
Listen, as I'm literally Googling this Kanye West rant right now, I can't get enough of it.
So there's that. There's Benson Boone doing a backflip off the piano. And then there's also Lady Gaga with her new song, Please to Be Enjoying, Abracadabra.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, here we go. A brand new week and a brand new Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, because Roxanne Aronson of Mountain's Edge became our 14th five-time champion on Friday. New week starting all over again. Contestant number one is whom?
Nicole Torres, representing Spring Valley.
What's happening, Nicole?
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And who is taking on Nicole today?
We got Ricky Parquette, Boca Park.
Ricky Parquette. How are you, Ricky?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're feeling strong. First one to three is the winner and becomes the new champion and gets the pit bull tickets and gets a chance to win the Valentine's. What was the Valentine's? Hang on. Valentine. Oh, earrings.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I knew it was. All I could think of was diamonds. That was literally
Same.
It.
Same.
Somebody, you qualify for the Valentine earrings from Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Make sure you buzz in with your name, but don't answer until we call on you, because you may think that you got in first, but you did not. And then if neither of you answer a question, I get a chance to steal it. And if I'm the first one to three, then nobody gets nothing. Your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
Which pop legend finally won Album of the Year for Best Country Album last night?
Sounded like Nicole got in first.
I heard Nicole.
Beyonce?
Was it Beyonce? Yeah, and isn't that kind of wild? I didn't know that she hadn't won Album of the Year.
Isn't that crazy? And then she finally did. It was a bit controversial, but she took it home last night.
And by the way, if you're one of the people that is fighting about Beyonce being country or not, it's cool, but it's not going to change anything. You're screaming about it. So I don't think she's country either. Because you put on a hat and go yeehaw, but it doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't. So, accept it and move on. Nicole goes up one zip.
Reese Witherspoon is denying internet speculation that she had a falling out with this leading lady from the movie Titanic. What's her name?
Ricky.
Is it Kate Winslet?
Is it Kate Winslet? Yes. Yes, and we are tied.
Yes. Ooh. This singer won Best New Artist at the Grammys last night and had a very stern request to all record labels before ending with, "Good luck, babe." What's her name?
Ricky.
Yeah.
Is it Chappell Roan?
Is it Chappell Roan? Yes, it is.
All right, Ricky.
Dude, Chappell Roan can't help herself. She's got to make some sort of speech for just about everything. And then she gets mad when everybody yells at her for speechifying. But solve your own problem, dude.
And listen, she got a standing ovation in the audience last night.
Oh, sure.
And it was the best speech I've heard. I was such a fan for so many reasons. I'm happy she said that.
I'm not saying she's wrong, and it doesn't surprise me that you feel that way.
Yeah.
Because she was standing up for artists and all this other stuff. But yeah, it was interesting. Ricky, 2. Nicole, 1.
Bianca Sensory showed up to the red carpet in a sheer nude dress last night alongside her boyfriend. What's his name?
Nicole.
Nicole for the tie.
Kanye West.
Yeah, we've been talking about that. Yes, Kanye. We're tied at 2.
The Golden Knights took an L last night against which team?
New York Rangers. We have a new champion.
All right, Nick.
Man, yay. And the Knights, it's so funny because the Knights, it's such a good team. It really is. And I really believe the Knights are going to win the Stanley Cup this year. I really believe that. But they've lost like 10 out of 13. And it's like, what's happening right now? It's just weird. It's all weird. Not weird for Nicole. Ricky, you gave it a hell of an effort.
Yes. But
Nicole got you. Nicole got you first. Nicole Torres of Spring Valley, our brand new champion. Pitbull tickets for you.
Thank
Thank you so much. I'm excited.
Yes.
And you're also qualified for the Valentine earrings from Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. And then we'll see you back here tomorrow to defend your brand new title and the honor of everyone who lives in Spring Valley, because you're the new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. All right?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Have a great day. Bye. We'll see you tomorrow.
Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Would you say it's taking the 177-second survey, Adrian?
It'll be Jennifer Segura from the East Side.
Segura. Although it's, Jennifer, so has the rise of Tom Segura in the comedy world, has that been good for you or... You know,
no, I was like, I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who Tom Segura is?
No, oh my God.
He does, and he does a great bit about your last name that you two share. He is not Asian, and I don't believe, is he, Michaela, do you know, is Segura Hispanic? Are you, Jennifer, are you?
Yes, I am Hispanic, yes, I'm Mexican.
I think Hispanic.
I think his, yeah, like on his mom's side or something, but he's white. Okay. He's white though.
Oh my Segura God. Is.
But he does this great bit about how he checks in and the guy at the front desk goes, I was expecting somebody different. And he goes, what do you mean? And he goes, well, I thought you'd be Japanese. And he's like, what are you talking about? And he goes, Segura. And so that's just, yeah, I don't know.
He's from, his parents are from Peru. He's Peruvian.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, and that's, yeah. And that's why he still looks white. So, all right, then your 177-second survey starts now. Be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
I went to a rave this weekend for the first time at Area 15, and that was the best.
A rave. Did you drop Molly?
No.
Listen, that's like you, one of the girls that works with us went to that same rave. She posted all about it, and it did.
What?
It was so fun. It was so cute.
Yeah, who? It was
first name.
Val. Yeah.
Val went?
Yeah, she always goes to raves.
Oh, she dropped Molly. Who had on their business card, or who had on their bingo card that I would say, did you drop Molly on the show today? Not me.
Yeah,
twice.
On a Monday.
Yeah. Well, when else are you going to ask? I mean, yeah, truly, you ask that on a Wednesday, then you might want to think about rehab. I'm just saying. So, okay, here's what I really wanted to get to. Remember we told the story last week about they had the baby at the Krispy Kreme?
Oh, I don't think I listened that day. Oh.
Michaela, you remember that story?
Of course, yeah.
So the lady had a baby at Krispy Kreme. So she was at an intersection. The story's really great. It was snowy, South Alabama. They don't get snow very often. She's trying to get to the hospital. They're at an intersection and stoplight. She knew that they wouldn't make it to the hospital in time. She turns to her partner and says, please take me to Krispy Kreme. I don't want to give birth in the middle of the intersection. She goes, I always love Krispy Kreme. There's nothing like a glazed donut. So what do you think they named the baby?
Oh, my God. Did they name it Krispy or Cream?
Michaela? Michaela?
Glazy.
Glaze. They named the baby Glaze.
Okay.
You're lying.
It's truth. I wouldn't lie to you like that. So, if you had a baby born at Taco Bell, what would you name them?
At Taco Bell? What? I don't really eat there, but I don't know. Gosh.
Michaela, if you had a baby at Taco Bell, what do you name the baby?
Literally, I have no idea. That has never crossed my mind in my life.
That is tomato, like, I don't know, crispy taco.
I would give them the first name. I would give them the first name that I've been thinking about ever since I was old enough to think about what I was, you know, if I was going to have a child. Their middle name would be Enchirito. There's no two ways about it.
Enchirito?
Their middle name would be Enchirito. If you had a baby at Jiffy Lube, what would you call it?
Oh, my God.
I don't even know. Jiffy Loop? Isn't that the, like, tire place?
Oil change.
Oil change. I don't even know.
Hey, call them AC. Then you can...
AC?
Because they always say your oil filter, they mess with. Was, hey, do you want to change your air filter for $150? It's looking kind of weak.
Yeah, maybe I'd call them Valvoline. I don't know.
Yeah.
Valvoline is not. Nice.
It's really, I had such high hopes. I had such high hopes for this second question. I really did. And it's just kind of fallen flat. It's not, it hasn't been nearly as satisfying as I thought it would be. If you had a baby at Walmart, Michaela, if you had a baby at Walmart, what do you call the baby at Walmart?
Wally?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. I think, Wally. Yeah, you're right. This bit sucks. I thought it was going to be really good. You know what? Jennifer, I've completely, I've let you down. I'm sorry.
Well, now we know.
No, it's okay. I had fun. I didn't even, I was, honestly, I'm over here shaking. Like, I didn't even, I always call and I've never gotten through. So this is great.
Listen, just take your weekend tickets and go.
Get out.
Just take your tickets before you can buy them to see the weekend at Allegiant Stadium and stop trying to make this better. I failed you.
I love you guys. I love you, Michaela. Thank you.
We love you too. Bye.
No, we love you. Yeah, bye. Like Michaela said, bye. That's it. Bye.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
I really did think the what would you name the baby bit. I thought that was going to, man, I thought that was going to be good. I was like, ooh, that'll be, that'll make the best of clips. We'll be hearing that bit for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
No one thought of Nacho for Taco Bell. Nacho's
thank you.
Cool
thank
no one
you. Where were you?
Now you say it.
Where that.
Yeah, where were
Nacho,
you?
Nacho would be dope.
You man, literally had 10 minutes. Thought, no, so Chet,
if your son's named Crispy, if your son's named Crispy, it's like he's bound for the NBA because he has a crispy jump shot or something like that. No, I like it.
Adrian, I don't like you making me and Chet look foolish. You had 10 minutes to think about Nacho.
Like that.
That's why I came up with the name.
Yeah, like that so
now
hard.
Now you say it.
I thought Enchirito was a lot better, to be honest with you. Okay, listen. Relationship rehab coming up. Smothering the sleepover. It's actually...
I understand this.
I don't know that you do. Did you read it? Did you look? Or are you waiting, letting it be a surprise?
I like to listen with the listeners always. I rarely ever read it. So off of first title, I feel like it would make sense to me.
She wants to squash her 13-year-old daughter's sleepover. But wait until you hear the reason why. And I'm not so sure she's wrong. But I don't know. That on its own would be good. Mm-hmm. However, we're also going to combine it with a pretty big concert announcement and free tickets. So all of that coming up in about 10 minutes. Hang on.
In the morning. The Chet Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
All right, so here's, are you ready for the big announcement? I think you've already figured it out. Hozier's coming to town. T-Mobile Arena in October, Sunday, October 5th, to be exact. Our friends at Live Nation have loaded us down with tickets, tons of them. Hozier, the Unreal Unearth Tour 2025. I have half the information in front of me.
Can I just tell you that Hozier, when he came out with that song, Take Me to Church, literally made me fall so in love with him. I'm such a huge fan of him, and seeing him live in concert is such a better experience than even hearing the record. Like, it's such a good thing to go see him if you can.
Well, maybe we need to talk to somebody about getting you backstage, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what I want?
Huh?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Check it on. Work your magic, babe.
It's all changed. I don't know how it works anymore.
I don't
with
either.
That kind of stuff. I don't, tickets go on sale Thursday. This is weird. They go on sale Thursday at 2 p.m.
I know. It's such a random thing.
Which is like 5 o'clock Eastern, I guess, is what they were looking to do. Thursday.
For the adults.
Yeah, right?
They get off of work and buy your tickets.
Thursday, 2 p.m., tickets go on sale for Hozier. You can have yours now. And I don't want to say, you know, again, I don't want to say that we're going to do more than one pair right now, but I don't want to not say that either.
Okay.
I'm just saying we'll start with caller number 25 at 7. In fact, you know what? Just, yeah, 25 and 26, Adrian, that will help us with relationship rehab. Tickets to Hozier before you can buy them and before anybody else has them. Samantha in Kansas reached out on Friday right after the show. My daughter wants to have a sleepover at a friend's house in a couple of weeks on the long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
President's weekend's coming up. Awesome.
Oh, that's right.
My daughter wants to have a sleepover at a friend's house in a couple of weeks on the long weekend, but her friend has a twin brother. They're 13, and I'm worried about her sleeping somewhere else unattended mm-hmm. with a young boy in the house. My daughter has been a bit boy crazy lately, and I think she's got a crush on this boy too. Mm. I'm not entirely certain that this all isn't a large scale plan for them to get together. I can't help. My daughter's been boy crazy lately, and I think she has a crush on this boy too. I can't help but worry that she might get caught up in something she's not ready for.
Yeah.
I trust the other mother entirely. She's not going to be around. She's going on a girls' trip. Just the dad. I've already had a conversation with the dad about it, but I'm still feeling a bit uneasy about the situation. I just want to make sure she's safe. Would it be now we all know, talk to your daughter, all of these things. We know this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then that's the easy answer. Yeah, and talk to him. It all comes back to you. You just got to talk to him. Would it be an overreaction to not let her spend the night? Good Lord, I don't think I'm a helicopter parent, but does a helicopter parent really recognize, understand, or admit to being a helicopter parent? Says Samantha and Cadence. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Strong ending.
Yep.
So the question is, would it be an overreaction?
I know my answer immediately.
I think I know the answer immediately. I think.
I have
no doubt that I'm going to change my mind. Hozier tickets right now for caller number 25, caller number 26. Would it be an overreaction for they've got this planned out? The friend's dad is already in on it. He knows. Listen, mm-hmm. he doesn't want his 13-year-old son screwing up either. It's not good for anybody. Mm-hmm. So, but would it be an overreaction to tell the daughter, no, you can't spend the night? And when you're worried, as Samantha and Cadence is, about being a helicopter parent. So, and that helicopter parent, if you're not familiar with the term, that's somebody who hovers over their child.
Yeah.
Controls every aspect of their life. Yeah. 702-364-9898. Let's go.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Uh-oh, Michaela. Adrian says it's unanimous on the phone lines, which I'm kind of surprised by.
Okay.
Samantha and Cadence, her daughter wants to have a sleepover at a friend's house. They're 13. The friend has a twin brother that Samantha's not so sure that her daughter, who's a little boy crazy right now, she's not so sure that her daughter doesn't have a crush on her friend's twin, who's also 13. She's also not so sure that this might not be a grand scheme for them, but she realizes that that might all be in her head too.
Yeah.
She's talked to the dad. The dad's going to be supervising the sleepover with the 13-year-olds. So the dad's already in the mix. So she's saying, would it be an overreaction to not let her spend the night? Adrian, who's first?
We'll go with Dawn.
I'd like to go with Sydney, like we discussed. But yeah, I'd like to go with Sydney. Can we go with Sydney? Hi, Sydney. Yeah, great.
Hi, good morning. Thanks.
Hi, Sid.
Hi.
Hi.
Is it an overreaction for Samantha to tell her daughter no? You cannot go to this sleepover.
No way. As a parent, you got to go with your gut. If you think it's weird now, it's probably weird. And I think it's your job as the parent to protect and not really be the friend, right?
Wow. Sydney, have fun at Hosier on October 5th at T-Mobile Arena. Hang on one second. Dawn, so Dawn, you're also like, no, we're pulling this ain't happening.
At first I was for go let her have it, be with the mom, blah, blah, blah. Then I heard, oh, just the dad. But in our house, if it's just the dad, there's no sleepovers with girls.
Yeah, I get that so much.
Wow.
Yeah. Opposite side.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. This is the sound of my mind blowing. Wow. I didn't even
think. My husband's in the car, and he's like, no. He wouldn't have done it.
It is 2025, isn't it? Forget about this horny little 13-year-old boy. Oh, my God. I can't believe we did. Michaela, is that where you were going on this, too? By the way, John, have fun at Hosier. Look for Sydney. She'll be there, too.
Yeah, have fun. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I picked my 8-year-old niece up this weekend, and she said, Zia Mika. And I said, what? And she said, I ate a fortune cookie, and when I opened it, it said, I can expect the love of my life coming anytime. And I was like, well, first of all, you're 8. And she goes, no, he's coming. She's very crazy. She's 8 years old. She has 3 boyfriends in school. And it sounds funny, and we love it. And I'm like, yeah, you go, girl. But when I think about my 8-year-old niece, where I was at 13, I feel like I would be the parent I'm not. I feel like I'd be the parent that I would say no to sleepovers, period. If you want to come to our house, definitely, and we would have fun. But it's nothing against the parents. It's just knowing what I know as a woman, knowing what I know having a niece. I'm not comfortable with it. I wouldn't be comfortable with it. And just adding the 13-year-old brother in the mix and without the mom would only support my already no case. And I don't think that's a helicopter mom. I think that we need to be very protective of our children, and my kids wouldn't be going places.
So let me just flip back around on this where Dawn blew my mind. Mm-hmm. We're not protecting the kids. No, we're protecting this dad. You're not having a sleepover with just the dad there and the 13-year-old boy and 2 13-year-old girls.
Yeah.
No way. Mm-hmm. No way.
Not happening.
All it's going to take is not that Samantha's daughter would do this, but real or imagined. Oh God, the whole thing just creeps me out.
Yeah.
Hell no. You know what? Nobody's having a sleepover with anybody. Ever.
It's over.
Oh my God. No, but it's the world we live in right now.
Yeah, it is.
What a horrible, jeez, man. Oh, I'm freaked out. More Hosier tickets all week, more weekend tickets all week, more Pitbull tickets all week. Oh my God. But no to this sleepover.
Yeah, hard no.
No, hard no to this sleepover, but not. That the 13-year-old twin brother got zero to do with it for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's just icing on the cake for me. The answer is always going to be no.
And God, is that sad that that's where we're at here. Also, speaking of sad, how did you feel about Shaboozy last night at the Grammys?
Good.
I thought it was so eh. Here he is now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Wait, Adrian, what'd you say the text line just said?
Oh, yeah, one of our callers and listeners who listens every morning, her name's Erica. She just sent us a nice message, really a nice message to Michaela. She went to the Thrill Game for KLUC night, and she said that they got to see Michaela perform the anthem, and also Michaela waved at her kids, and it made their nights. So they wanted to say thank you so much.
Say, look at that. You just waved. You didn't even know either. You just waved. You saw kids amping out, and you just waved. You didn't even know. You don't know the impact that you have.
I love it, dude. Erica, thank you for taking the time to write that. Listen, we love when you take the time to write in, call in. It's so nice. Thank you so much.
And Chet, I get to do my favorite plug that you love. If you missed the national anthem because you weren't at the game, you can check it out on our Instagram at 98.5 KLUC. Good Lord.
Yes. Preach it.
You had a good time last night?
It was so great. Listen, it's so fun. You know, why am I blanking on her name? The mama that won the tickets with her three beautiful babies, Lily,
sure.
The ones that you say, and Luca. Right. Mm-hmm. We got to meet in person yesterday as well. We gave each other a big hug and they were so cute. Those kids are darling. And that it's just fun to see them in real life, you know, and the girls were so great. The Vegas Thrill won yesterday. Remember the Atlanta Vibe was a hard team for them.
Yeah,
and
right.
They totally beat them. I met Fran, the GM that we spoke to as well. Really lovely.
It's good.
It's a good vibe. It's so, so fun.
Yeah, that's all I've heard. That like you don't have to give two rips about volleyball to have fun.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you could just go and it's good stuff. Oh, that's great. I'm glad you had a good time. We'll do more of that. Are we going to do another one next month?
March 2nd.
Ooh. Let me check my calendar.
Check that calendar, baby.
See if I'm available.
Let's just agree as a show. Can we never say the Atlanta Vibe again because we hate them so much?
No, I think it's going to be. No, I can't agree to that because at some point it's going to come up again. So you know what I mean? They're going to come back around. So that's but no, I just can't. I hear you, and I support that the idea. I just can't commit to that.
Right? Sure. Yeah.
I hear you.
I too have responsibilities.
Good
sir.
For you.
So, all of those. I'm going to hit this button now.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan, ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Michaela, we all know Super Bowl coming up this weekend. It's a big deal. All the commercials, all the excitement, Kendrick Lamar playing at halftime, all that. It's hard to cut through.
Yes.
So you know the best way to do that. While everybody else zigs, what do?
Zag, baby.
Twix, and I'm going to give them a free plug. In all honesty, I'm not sure that I know at this point about any other big game commercials. Twix is brilliant right now. They've announced a contest that's running. This might be the most brilliant Super Bowl strategy in years.
Tell me.
They've announced a contest that's running during the game where they want you to go to their website on your phone during every commercial break and compete in a staring contest.
Oh my God, that's really funny. Who are you staring at?
The screen will have two gold bars on it. You've got to keep an eye on each one. And apparently the gold bars, the bit is good because it's Twix and they you know, twins and all that. The gold bars belong to the Yin Yang twins, which...
Oh my God.
When was the last time you talked about the Yin Yang twins?
I know.
So here's the deal. In theory, they'll keep track of how long you stare and how many ad breaks you participate in. The higher your score, the more contest entries you receive. And at the end, one winner receives two actual gold bars, about 170K worth. This is so...
That's so smart.
They're tricking people into spending the entire game literally staring at their ad.
Genius.
So they really can't watch the other ones. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, but brilliant.
Yeah. Listen, I thought that Martha Stewart commercial I saw hints of was going to be really great, but I think Twix completely just stole the show.
I'll see it on YouTube later. I don't care.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Okay, so earlier we were talking about the genius of the Super Bowl ad that Twix is doing.
Oh, yeah.
Two free plugs for them in one half hour.
That's smart.
This may be equally as brilliant. There's a guy in Malaysia who is offering a strange, somewhat unconventional, quite controversial service. He is a villain for hire.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
He will pretend to harass people so their partners can save the day.
Oh my God, I love it. So basically
you're out. So he had the idea. Apparently he's quite a gentle guy, mild mannered, whatnot, you know, good dude, but he's got long hair. He's got, somebody told him that he looked like a gang member. Okay. Mm-hmm. He decided to go ahead and put this to good use. So if you're out with your girlfriend, for example, and you want to look a little more like a manly man, this dude will come up and like harass your partner. You're like, hey girl, why don't you ditch the zero, get with the hero? You're like, hey bro, that's my girl. Back off, man.
Yeah, then big daddy energy.
Right.
I love it.
And then, so clients set up a time and a place for this dude to pick on him, however it's going to be. He charges about $22 plus travel costs.
I love this idea. This is so cute.
The quote is, so they ask him, you know, to take us through one of these. Well, when the boyfriend went to the bathroom, I pretended to harass his girlfriend. And when he came back, he confronted me like a hero. And I ran off. It's great.
Look, I love it so much.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, that's a pretty good start so far to a Monday. Let's do the more you know before we go.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm going to say this up front. Don't do this. Okay? Don't.
Fine.
Squirrels hibernate so hard that you could juggle them without waking them up.
Now, stop.
How did we start this?
Don't try this at home.
You should not juggle squirrels. However.
Oh my God. I can't believe they sleep that hard. They don't even work that hard.
Oh, are you kidding? They're a flurry of activity. Watch those little. Yeah.
I guess so. Got to put their little knots in their mouths and everything.
You know why they called milk duds?
Why?
The duds part came about because the company that created them really wanted to make them perfectly round, but they found out that they just couldn't freaking do it. So they all just wound up being duds and they went, fine, we'll just roll with it. It's milk duds.
Listen, those are my favorite candies, by the way.
Amen. Amen. Chocolate and caramel? Stop it. During a war between Austria and Turkey back in 1788, I'm assuming the communication's not so great. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So during this war between Austria and Turkey, two of the Austrian army units, whatever, they use the word factions here, but two separate bits of the Austrian army accidentally got into a battle with each other before they figured out that they were fighting the same side.
Oh my God.
10,000 soldiers got wounded or killed.
Oh my God.
1788.
It's nothing to laugh about, but the irony, my God.
Before we go. And follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, at CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985 KLUC. Adrian's back.
Woohoo! Yes, sir. A bunch of content from the Royal Rumble is up and running right now on social media, Instagram, TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio, Unlikely Podcast on YouTube. Again, a bunch of content from our wrestling folks.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
And that's it. That's all you got?
Boom, baby.
Rest of the day, low key.
Low key.
Good stuff. We'll expect you to be fully rested and ready when we meet back here tomorrow.
Awesome.
Everybody, yeah, right? We'll find out. We'll see what the day brings. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.